Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 9th of February, 2010. So welcome along to the show, which today is all about making time to meditate or whatever else floats your boat. So based on the article that was also published in the People Building newsletter today, if you don't receive the newsletter and you don't want to, then you can still get your hands on that article by visiting the People Building website, and you'll see it there on the homepage or in the articles section if you're listening to this podcast some weeks behind schedule. If you are not already joined up to the People Building newsletter and would like to do so, all you need to do is go to the People Building website and fill in your details in the box on the right hand side, and we will sign you up and make sure that you get all the latest info on a 2-weekly basis. But today, as I said, it is all about making time to meditate. And I guess the purpose of me writing this article, as usual, as well as reminding you, is to also remind myself. So quite often, the stuff that I write about is topical, not only to you, but also to me at this point in time. Quite often I'm inspired by events in my own life to take the action and write about it. So this is as much a reminder for myself as it is for you that meditating, or just generally taking some time out from the day-to-day mundane or the day-to-day stresses of daily life, is so very important to us all. So this article is all about meditation and or anything else that helps you to chill out and get some space in your head. So making time to meditate is obviously not essential. You're not going to starve without it. You will not suffocate without it. And it will not dehydrate you if you don't have it. So it is not essential in your survival as a human being to do this. However, if you want to function better, if you want to feel better and achieve more, then it might be something worth factoring into your routine. Now, if you want to know more about how to meditate, the actual process of doing it, then there's a podcast from way back yonder, which I don't remember how far back it was. I don't remember the date. I don't even remember the title, because there's been so many, many podcasts over the years. But one of you will remember and one of you will know, in which case, if you can just hop on to the People Building website once this podcast is uploaded, and then perhaps you could just very kindly add a little comment in the comment box underneath reminding us all what the podcast I was referring to there is, where we actually discussed the how-tos of meditation. So meanwhile, so for some people, meditation is about a deep relaxing trance type experience, and for others it's just a way to get away from the hustle and bustle of what's going on in their lives. Now, meditation isn't for everyone. And that's why this today is all about making time to meditate or whatever else floats your boat. What's important in what I'm telling you today is that you are taking this quality time out from the craziness of life. Now, for some people, that is and can be done by meditating. But for others, it might be done via hypnosis or having a massage, or going to see a comedian, or having sex, or baking a chocolate cake. Ultimately, it doesn't matter what does it for you in terms of giving you some headspace. What matters is that you do it. A bit like brushing your teeth, if you forget to do it one morning, you won't lose all your teeth. But if you consistently fail to do it, then a part of you starts to wear away, i.e. your teeth in this example. Meditation, or the equivalent of whatever it means to you, does have a similar positive impact on your mind when you're doing it on a consistent basis, like brushing your teeth. And if you don't do it, it obviously doesn't matter. But the same kind of effect over time, if you're not doing it, can start to erode your mind in the same way that your teeth can become eroded. And not, you know, in a physical, like your composition of your brain's going to break down, but just, you know, it starts to take its toll over time. And just as brushing your teeth regularly gives you a shiny white smile, meditating and taking time out from your busy schedule will give you an added sparkle. And this is why this is so important. So when you meditate, the problems in life won't go away. But by resting your mind, you will be in a better state to deal with those problems a little later on. You will make better decisions and you will have more thoughtful reactions to the problems that are currently existing for you. When you meditate, you will heal yourself, which will make you feel better. Now, some people meditate negatively in that they keep thinking of the negative words someone like a medical professional has said to them and keep repeating those negative words in their mind throughout the day and throughout the night and to anyone else who will listen to them. Now, this negative meditation not only makes them feel bad, it limits their beliefs about their abilities. And I'll give you a real life example of this, and I have probably given you this example before, but for me it was so powerful that I think it's worth me saying it again. So a couple of years back now, probably 3 years ago, I fractured my ankle. And I needed to get it healed up really quick because I was due to be running an NLP practitioner training, I think, or a master prac training. So I was very anxious to get myself fixed. And I went to the hospital to have, they were checking over the plaster and I think doing an x-ray. And I saw this surgeon who said, there is no way you're going to be healed in the next 6 weeks. When you are healed, there's a chance that when we take off the plaster, you put your weight back down on this foot and the bone will instantly re-break again. And in addition, there is always going to be some deformity now to this ankle. There's always going to be a swelling there and you won't be able to wear high shoes ever again. Now, knowing what I know, I left that appointment furious. Because I knew that any other, perhaps a sweet old lady somewhere who doesn't know about NLP and the power of language, would hear that stuff and believe it and manifest it to be true. Whereas I came away from that and my attitude, and you're going to have to excuse the swearing here, I'll do my best to work my way around this, was BS, for want of a better terminology. And I thought that to myself in such a forceful, powerful way. I absolutely knew that I was going to get myself sorted and that this was going to get fixed. Lo and behold, I wasn't out of plaster in 6 weeks, but I was out of plaster in 7 weeks. I still now wear very high shoes from time to time. There's no deformity there. Most people wouldn't even know that I'd ever fractured my ankle. And all because I completely reframed this negative way in which he'd spoken to me. We'll hear more about that after this short break, back in a jiffy. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. So when I say it's important to meditate in a positive way, what I'm saying is if you're going to have stuff going round and round your head, then just make sure it's good quality stuff. Those who positively meditate with the thoughts of healing can actually increase blood flow to the part of their body that needs to be healed. And that is exactly what I did with my ankle. I was thinking positive thoughts. I was sending love and light to that ankle in order to get it healed up on time. And I'm sure everybody has this, but it was the strangest experience that I would really think about that ankle healing up, and I would experience like a twitch in my leg, and it was completely involuntary, and it was just where my brain was sort of sending impulses through that nerve system to get everything working and activating and get the blood flowing there. So you really can have a very positive impact on your body if you're focusing on it in a positive way, and again, taking time out from the hustle and bustle of daily life. When you meditate, you can spend time focusing on your dreams and your goals. You can see the big vision instead of getting caught up in the details and the how to do it, which can often preoccupy us and at times gets completely baffled and confused. That's the stuff that we get caught up in the day-to-day, is the kind of getting it done, getting it done, getting it done. Whereas when you remember that there's this end result that you're working towards, something big and beautiful that you're aiming to achieve, when you see that in your meditations or your visualizing or your goal setting, whatever you're doing, you can work backwards from there and then see the steps that you would need to take in order to get yourself there. So it's a great way to get you out of that hustle and bustle and out of that, oh, what am I doing? How am I doing it? By actually seeing the bigger picture. When you meditate, it will help you access a wider variety of emotions instead of just the high adrenaline ones. Now, this means you can give yourself the opportunity to respond and react differently in very stressful scenarios because, you know, let's be realistic, the stress isn't going to go away. Life's like that. It likes to challenge us, and there will always be stressful scenarios that we need to deal with and encounter. However, if we can deal with those stressful scenarios in a more positive way, in a way in which we are thinking more clearly, then we're obviously going to influence the results that we're able to achieve. It means that we can, in fact, start to influence our own destiny in a sense, just because we are making sure that our brains are clear, that our minds are healthy, and that we're rested in the best possible way. So it's really important that you give yourself this opportunity to zone out, chill out, and calm down, because you're not going to make good quality decisions necessarily if you're constantly pumped up with adrenaline. Now, of course, adrenaline does have its uses. It does have a very positive purpose. It's brilliant for your flight and fight reactions. It's great for getting you pumped up and powered up. And that's great when you need to do physical activity. It's great when you need to be kind of, you know, dum, 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 making these on the button responses. But we don't want to live there the whole time. You're not made to live there the whole time. Adrenaline is something that's made to shoot into your system and get used up. And the challenge with managing it is if we have lots of stressful scenarios, then we keep repumping ourselves with that adrenaline. If, however, we don't use it up in that kind of fast, physical, explosive sense, then it tends to just kind of loiter around in our system. And actually, it's kind of goes a bit stale in your bloodstream then, and it's not terribly helpful for you. And this is when we see things like IBS rearing up, when we see people with certain tensions in their bodies, certain aches and pains. This is all caused by adrenaline that's rushing into the system and isn't being used in the most effective way. So part of being able to taking time out could perhaps be that you need to make sure you effectively use up that adrenaline before you start trying to chill yourself out. And I use that word trying in the best possible sense, because I don't want to imply that obviously if you try that you won't be able to do it. But certainly if your body's very fired up and you decide that you're going to try and, you know, use some hypnosis or some meditation or something like that, it actually might be quite a challenge for you to do so. Sometimes you need to get rid of that adrenaline by having that big physical burst, use it up in the healthiest possible way, and then you can start looking to wind down afterwards. You just need to know when your peaks and troughs are throughout the day and throughout your life in general, how you respond to different situations and what the best remedy and response is for you personally as a result of that. Okay, when you meditate, you may become more creative. Meditating can release blockages caused by stress and anxiety. When you are relaxed, you will more easily access your creative flow. Which, of course, makes perfect sense. Generally, people are at their best when they're relaxed. We know, for example, that children who are learning and are in a learning environment are going to find their learning abilities much better activated, much more switched on if they are in a learning state as opposed to a completely stressed out, frantic, scared, anxious kind of state. It's ironic that when I went to secondary school, I had a French teacher who terrified me, absolutely put the fear of God into me. As a result, I hated French. As a result, I screwed at French. As a result, I got a D in my GCSEs in French. And as a result, I remember no French whatsoever, like the odd word, but that's about it. And it's because I was in such a stressed state whilst I was in those French lessons. Now, in honesty, I'm not too sure that meditating would have helped me. In honesty, I think meditating may have helped my teacher. However, it's obvious that if you are not in the right state of mind when you are trying to learn or when you're trying to be creative, that you're not going to access the best part of your skills and abilities. So we want to be able to get ourselves into a state where we can be creative, where we can be good learners. And if we are calming our mind and are able to manage the stresses and anxieties that go on in life, then we're going to be in a much better place to be able to access those creative and learning abilities. So just to re-summarize the benefits of meditating or doing whatever else it is that makes you feel good. When you meditate, you can heal yourself. You can make yourself feel better. You can start to heal your body so that it can repair and rejuvenate and age less fast. I'm sure that that must be one of the benefits as well. When you meditate, you can spend some time focusing on your dreams and your goals, so you can start to see the big vision stuff instead of getting caught up in the details. When you meditate, you will be able to access a greater variety of emotions and have access to more appropriate emotions, bearing in mind the different contexts that you're working in. So you're not just going to be rewired to constantly go to those high adrenaline emotions because your mind will be rested. You're going to react differently in very stressful situations. And when you meditate, there is a chance that you can increase your own creativity as a result of doing so. So, with any luck, you're all now sold on the benefits of meditation. And I am not an expert in the subject of meditation. It's something I've dabbled with, and I'm aware that I'm someone who has quite a busy brain. So this meditation stuff, you know, from my experience, if you don't do it already, when you start learning, it's something you need to practice with. It's something you need to persevere with in order to get it really nailed. So for me, hypnosis works really well because I have something to focus on, being the voice of the hypnotherapist. So for me, I can really tune into that, really focus on it, and respond to the suggestions I'm being given. Whereas with meditation, the difference is that it's more about quietening your mind. It's more about achieving peace in your mind and not really focusing on anything. And because I have this busy brain syndrome, what tended to happen with me when I was attempting the meditation is I would have this internal conversation, and I'm going to tell you about it because some of you may have dabbled with meditation and felt bad at perhaps feeling as if you'd not achieved it successfully. And I'm here to tell you that I'm probably in the same boat as you are. So the internal conversation that I would have is, okay, it seems quiet in here now. Don't think I'm focusing on anything. Wonder if it's working. No, because you're still talking to yourself, so it can't be working. If it was working, it would be all quiet in here. It's not quiet, I can still hear you. So that was the internal conversation that I had with myself whilst I was learning to meditate. For me, meditating didn't quite float my boat, but hypnosis does, and the effects are very similar. What I also love about hypnosis is that you can obviously use lots of suggestion stuff in there for things that you want to change and improve. So that's exactly what we're going to do now. We are going to now have a session of hypnosis after our next break, where I will give you some nice positive suggestions for increasing your ability to relax, doing so on a regular basis, enjoying the experience of doing so, and feeling the benefits of having done so. So we will be back in just a short break where we will do that hypnosis, get you lovely and relaxed. First of all, let's just hear some information about the People Building training courses.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Okay, so we've now reached that point in the show where it's time for you to comfortably relax, and you will be unable to listen to this part of the show if you're currently driving or operating any machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is time for you to rest back, and just as soon as you're ready, you can close your eyes. And allow those eyes to become comfortably closed, just resting peacefully, feeling those eyelashes gently touching your skin, and the eye inside is becoming still and rested, relaxing all the muscles around the eyes and the nose and the mouth. And that relaxation moving through the forehead now and over the scalp, down the back of your neck and into your shoulders. And those shoulders can sink down and relax now. Wonderfully calm and gently relaxed. And you can move that warm, relaxing energy all the way down your arms now, starting with the right arm at the top of your shoulder. Moving it all the way down to the tips of your fingers. Up and down. From the top of your shoulder all the way down to the tips of your fingers. That right arm is wonderfully heavy and comfortable and relaxed. And over to the left arm now, relaxing all the muscles there. From the top of your shoulder all the way down to the tips of your fingers, feeling the left arm relaxing, becoming heavy and comfortable and relaxed. And moving that relaxing feeling now into your chest and comfortably let go of all the muscles there. And that relaxation sinking down now through your back, through every bone in your spine, and now the stomach and the tummy comfortably relaxed. And into the hips and the thighs. And over to the right leg. And relax the right leg. Let it feel really comfortable. Let it relax from the top of your hip all the way down to the tips of your toes. And the right leg relaxes, releases any stress, and lets go. And over to the left leg now, relaxing all the muscles there. From the top of your hip all the way down to the tips of your toes. And the left leg is comfortable and calm and relaxed. And as your body is so deeply relaxed, so is your mind. And you can choose to use this time to create stillness in your mind, to allow your unconscious to organize any thoughts any concerns in an appropriate way for you to deal with them effectively later. You can use this time to focus on the things you really want to achieve in your life. It's up to you to do this. Now I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1, and when I reach 1, it will be time for you to be eyes open and wide awake, feeling bright and breezy. So starting at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1 with eyes open now, wide awake. Hope you enjoyed that little relaxing session just there. And thanks very much for tuning in. I hope that I didn't disrupt you when I sneezed halfway through that track, but held it in, and there might just have been a small squeaking noise that came from me, but it wasn't a full-on sneeze that you would have heard. Oh gosh, crept up on me, that one did. Anyway, our next show will be in 2 weeks' time on Wednesday the 23rd of February. Thank you very much once again for tuning in, and I look forward to speaking to you then. Have a happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included, a monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.